For the anti-war rally in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago, peace groups in Wisconsin sent several busloads of protesters. There's another major anti-war rally scheduled for New York City on February 15th. George Martin of Peace Action Wisconsin says his group again wants to hire a bus at a cost of about $4,000 for a 3-day trip. But Martin says the bus companies want all their money a week ahead of time, and Martin says some potential riders don't always keep their promise to go.
So therefore, if one is planning and it has reservations or has a list going of people who are going to be attending, and when it's time to get on the bus, if those people aren't there, the organizer may well have a loss of money in terms of that effort. And that was the experience about a month ago. I think two of the major organizers in the state are still at a deficit from that event.
For the upcoming trip to New York, the round-trip bus ticket is $95 a person. Martin says peace groups will have several Wisconsin peace gatherings on the 15th, but he says it's also important to join a big national demonstration.
From the standpoint of solidarity and also building that show nationally that gives people strength in terms of the number of people who show up in terms of demonstration. We're expecting 500,000 to 1 million people.
The number of people who do show up at next week's demonstration will provide some barometer of the endurance of the anti-war effort. The public opinion polls indicate the president's popularity and war backing increased after the State of the Union speech. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.